Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning the halachas of business with prohibited items. This is Siman Samach Daled, the 64th chapter in Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. It's a short siman which most people are not aware of. And that is that there is a prohibition for a person to do business, to gain money from something which is asur, which is not allowed to be eaten. Now, it's important just to realize that there are different types of isurim when it comes to food. Some prohibitions are prohibitions about eating, and some prohibitions are prohibitions about benefits. So for instance, basar v'chalav, meat and milk, not only cannot be eaten, but cannot be benefited from, so one is not allowed to feed meat and milk to one's pets, one's not allowed to sell it on market. Similarly, chametz is not just an isra achila, not just prohibited to be eaten, but it's also prohibited to be benefited from, so one cannot sell it, one cannot use it as fuel, even to burn, one is not allowed to benefit from it. However, let's say treif meat, what we call treif meat, which is really actually neveilos, which means to say that it is a animal which is killed not through the process of shchita, that only has a prohibition of eating. However, Arisimin is talking about the prohibition in which a person may not get business from items which are not kosher as their business venture. A few bare basics. Why does this issur exist? The Tshuvas HaRashba, Rashi Lobar Ibn Aderet, explains that we will inevitably, when you're dealing with non-kosher food, and that becomes your staple in terms of your business, it's going to cause problems. It's going to end up in the plate. One's going to end up having something to eat from what one's dealing with, and therefore this is a fence, this is a siyag, in order to prevent that happening. Can I learn on it using it as collateral? Same thing, I'm not allowed to do that. What about buying it for non-Jewish employees? Also considered a problem. One's not supposed to be dealing with non-kosher food. What about asur items which are not for eating? So for instance, one trades horses, one deals with donkeys, no problem, because no one is going to come and eat the horse or donkey. That's the item is not meant for eating. It's simply a commodity that one is trading. However, obviously, Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that you have to be careful of basar b'chalav, that one has to be careful about meat and milk because one's not allowed to benefit from that. What about forbidden fats? There's certain parts of even kosher animals which one is not allowed to eat certain parts of fat in the body. So when it comes to kosher animals, it is fine to trade with. The Torah says explicitly that one may benefit from chelev of kosher animals. One cannot eat it. But non-kosher animals, obviously, trade is prohibited in the same way as the meat is prohibited as well. What happens if I come by the isur by chance? So for instance, I'm a fisherman. And I pull up my net, and there's all these kosher fish, and I pull up sturgeon, which is a non-kosher fish. What should I do? So in this case, you can sell it, but it should be done immediately, not to allow it to be in your possession as well. So that means to say, in a happenstance situation, by chance, one is allowed to sell it, but one is not allowed to make one's business dealing with this. Can I collect non-kosher food as payment for a debt? I may, if that's the only alternative, but I should sell it immediately, again, not to allow non-kosher food on my premises. What happens if I'm selling immediately, and it means that I will lose money? So if I have to sell right now, I'll have to sell a lower price. But if I wait a week and the market rights itself, then I'll be able to get it at its really regular market value. I'm allowed to wait for a week. In that case, I do not need to lose money. Finally, last question. What about an isra achila, which is asa midrabanan? So we've been talking about isurei daraisa, non-kosher feet, non-kosher meat, you know, fish or meat. Those are isurei daraisa. The Torah tells us I'm not allowed to eat a fish without scales. The Torah tells us I'm not allowed to eat a meat that is not been shechted. What about an isra darabanan, with a rabbinic prohibition? So for instance, if one has milk, for those who are concerned about non-chal Israel outside of America, as an example, for gevinas akum, for cheese, which is made by non-Jews, which are isurei dirabbanon, which are rabbinic prohibitions. In that case, is there a problem on doing business with that? The answer is no. This prohibition, the siyag, is this gezeira, is only on isurei daraisa, biblical prohibitions, that one is not allowed to trade with them unless one eats them. But this would be a gezeira legezeira, to be sort of an extension on an extension to do it on a rabbinic prohibition as well, so one is allowed to trade with these as well. This is a very unknown halacha, but it's an important one. It's one of these siyagim which keeps us honest, which allows us to avoid the concerns which are inevitable when dealing with business. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.